Don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, January 29th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Checker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A different story going into the details, some of the details of this freeze that Donald Trump did on federal government spending. Well, immediately it was challenged and taken to court. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren Alarcon issued an order late Tuesday blocking the Office of Management and Budget's effort to halt funding of certain government spending. The administrative stay is enforced until 5 p.m. on February 3rd. Folks, that's this coming Monday. 5 days to basically look at what it is Donald Trump's administration is going to do. The fate of funding for such federal programs such as diversity, equity, and inclusion, the Green New Deal, and money going to non-governmental organizations that undermined the national interest came to the Washington, D.C. courtroom. This judge, appointed by Biden, granted the stay. Now, in addition to all this crazy spending, and this is where they waste a lot of our money, and it's got to stop. Non-governmental organizations, NGOs, you've ever heard of that expression, that term, that acronym? Most of these non-governmental organizations, these NGOs, are liberal organizations. Socialist, communist, liberal organizations. I've got a problem with Catholic services. I've got a problem with a few other of these church organizations getting millions of dollars, turning around, and then doing everything counter to what Donald Trump's agenda is. Catholic services, others, the Episcopal Church organizations and others, providing refuge for illegals, undocumented people living in our country, providing food, housing, getting them jobs. I have a problem with all that. And part of this non-governmental organizations, the NGO, That's one of the organizations that they were going to give $50 million to so that they could buy condoms and ship them to Gaza. Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel said that she plans to file a lawsuit to protect programs and, quote, vital services after the Trump administration announced a temporary freeze on multiple programs, which was set to begin last night. Ali Khan's order came in a lawsuit filed yesterday on behalf of the National Councils of Nonprofits and the American Public Health Association. We're going to get into more of the details. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
All up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this story, Attorney General Dana Nessel from Michigan again says she plans to file a lawsuit to protect programs and vital services after the Trump administration announced a temporary freeze on multiple programs. The judge, Ali Khan, was named to the federal bench in December of 2023. She was appointed to that federal bench by Joe Biden. She holds degrees from Bard College at Simon Rocks and Georgetown University Law School. Prior to that, she was appointed to the D.C. Court of Appeals by Biden February of 2022. Well, Nessel said yesterday her department has already learned of services going to be impacted throughout the state of Michigan, including Medicaid, Head Start, which the Federal Office of Management and Budget claims is not true, is not the case. Dana Nessel flat out lying to be filing this lawsuit. She went on to say, "We are receiving reports of critical impacts to significant programs many millions of Michiganders rely upon daily for vital services. We hear you. We share your direct and dire concerns," quote unquote, said Nessel in her press release. She went on to say that her team is, quote, working at full speed to determine what the orders mean and their immediate impact. She said she intends to file the litigation to protect these programs and restore these vital services as early as possible, but definitely before Monday's stay is lifted. Others involved in this, and it's kind of interesting how it's all Michigan related, according to this MERS new service story. Greatly appreciate Kyle Malin and their reporting connecting what Donald Trump did at the federal level to Michigan. State Budget Director Jen Flood said they are working across the state government to see what funds are going to be impacted by this freeze. Why are they reacting the way they are? Why are they so freaked out? Well, you got to understand something. The Democrats in their trifecta, when they had the majority in the House, the Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, this current budget we're operating under, fiscal year 2025, it goes until September 30th at midnight, $82.5 billion with a B dollars. The highest budget we have ever had in the state of Michigan operating in Lansing. Well, guess what? $34 billion comes from Washington, D.C. in this year's fiscal year budget 2025. Flood, the state budget director, said federal funding is critical to protecting the health and safety of all Michiganders, ensuring drinking water is clean, food is safe, keeping people in their homes and the power on, and funding homeland security and emergency management, Flood said. Federal grants have provided more than $140 billion in funding to Michigan over the years, including $13.6 billion for public education, $68 million to address violence against women, $572.6 million for Veterans Affairs funding, $3.5 billion with a B dollars in Head Start funding for early childhood development. This, according to USAspending.gov. That is actually a website, folks. I want you to write this one down or put it in your phone, pull it up on your computer. USAspending.gov, G-O-V. Well, Dana Nessel isn't the only liberal, communist, socialist attorney general looking to file legal challenges. The same political ideology attorney generals in New York, California, Illinois, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts are also planning to file legal challenges. Did you hear these states? New York, California, Illinois, Pritzker, that piece of crap governor in Illinois, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, all liberal states, including our Michigan. Well, they created a two-page memo from the Office of Management and Budget, and they said that the federal funds should be used to advance this administration's priorities. Ending wokeness, the weaponization of government, and making America healthy again. Let's see, whose catchphrase is that? Oh, that's right, that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, running for Department of Health and Human Services. Who's having confirmation hearings today in Washington? Oh, that's right, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Who is it that they're trying to block? Oh, that's right, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I've been told that people have seen, I have not seen it myself, one of the Democrat members of the Kennedy family. I believe she was a female cousin of RFK Jr.'s. She did a 12-minute video attacking him, not supporting him to be in Donald Trump's cabinet. His own family members. Well, they're Kennedys. They're all Democrats. They're not the John F. Kennedy Democrats that RFK Jr. is. They have gone down the liberal road of wokeism, DEI, CRT, all this crazy insanity of the Democrat left-wing party, and she's going to do a video against her cousin. I got a very simple question. Who cares? She's a Democrat. We have 53 Republicans. Three of them can vote against Kennedy. J.D. Vance can come back into the Senate chamber and break the tie, just like he did for Pete Hegseth to become Secretary of Defense. You see the stuff that he's doing? Oh, man. Well, getting back to some other things that this money was going to be used for, to advance Marxist equity, transgenderism, and the Green New Deal's social engineering policies. Footnote, nothing in the memo from Washington, from the Office of Management and Budget, construed any impact to Medicare or Social Security benefits. But it doesn't mention specifically that they are also going to protect Medicaid funding. This is interesting. Why? Medicaid is your state form of services, health services, doctor payments of certain procedures at the state level for low-income individuals, people who need government assistance. You go on Medicaid. Well, guess what? The reason they're looking at these Medicaid payments, folks, a perfect example, the Northwest Michigan Health Board. My county, three others, Charlevoix, Emmett, and Otsego, create the Northwest Health Regional Board for basically Medicaid services in Michigan, in this part of our Northwest Michigan area. The amount of money that board has spent and wasted is what they're looking at. And there's a good, real good possibility a lot of this ridiculous Medicaid spending is going to be chopped. And this is why Dana Nessel is freaking out on behalf of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And that's why New York, California, Illinois, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts are also planning to file legal challenges. Well, you can file all you want. But guess what? The money's not going anywhere until it's figured out. Now, a second memo that came out from the Office of Management and Budget lists programs that could be temporarily paused, including Head Start, Veterans Affairs, Departments, Suicide and Prevention, Department of Justice's sexual assault prevention programs. Also in the memo, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is each individual's department to identify that if it has statutory requirements mandating the obligations or disbursements of the funds through March the 15th. Answers were due to the OMB by February 7th, next week. Madison Biederman, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Communication Strategies in the Education Department, was quoted by USA Today saying the temporary pause will not impact federal direct student loans and Pell Grants. Where is Donald Trump having problems doing his executive orders? The United States Constitution. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7 of the Constitution gives Congress the authority to approve federal spending. Well, isn't it amazing how these Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutional scholars? Isn't it amazing how quickly they now can point to the Constitution to know that Donald Trump's doing something wrong and we're going to sue him? Russ Vought, Trump's pick for OMB director, called that law unconstitutional during his January 15th Senate confirmation hearing, saying he believes the president has the authority to ignore sections of that law. Well, newly elected, sworn in U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. Oh, and by the way, with Gary Peters announcing he's retiring and not going to run for re-election, do you realize Elisa Slotkin becomes the most senior U.S. Senator from Michigan in 2027? Because whoever's going to replace Peters will be called the junior senator, and she will be called the senior senator from Michigan. I want to throw up in my microphone. Well, her comment was, Trump's administration's move was, quote, unlawful. We're going to wrap this up the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.